Today on episode number 343 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, I'm going to answer a question from across the pond about having a premium podcast and what tool I use to do that. And we always talk about podcast success stories. We're going to check in with Scott Island. 13 months after starting his baseball experience podcast, he is blowing up. And we've got a last five in five.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Bringing 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is the original podcast about podcasting. We've been doing this since 2005, and this is where I help you overcome the podcasting pitfalls as we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to recording to monetizing and all points in between, because there is one place on the internet that has everything you need to start a podcast, and that is schoolofpodcasting.com. The one thing it won't do is help you when you have a sore voice, but man, do I sound like a cool radio guy today. I've got a cold. I'm all stuffed up. Thanks so much for tuning in. That's the show. Good night. So I am hopped up on cold medicine, loopy as you can imagine. We're going to have fun today, kids, all right? Let's start up. Now, I normally start off with a podcast success story, and I'm going to actually put that second today because we're going to talk with Scott Island. And he's got a great story. In fact, from the time I recorded the original interview, he had yet another update. So it's a two-part. You're going to hear like the first part, what he's doing. And then it's weird because he started his one podcast, which led to a second podcast. And now a second podcast has led to a third paying podcast. But before we get to that, let's go over to Andrew. Let's go to Andrew Helmick. That's how I'm going to say that. Your Wedding Made Easy. You can find him at yourweddingmadeeasy.com.au because he's from across the pond. He's from Australia. Right, crikey. Take it away, Andrew.
Yeah, hi, Dave. It's Andrew here from Impact Images and the Wedding Podcast. I'm wondering if you can give me some help with a new idea that I've got before I get too far down the track and start scratching my head and thinking, what the hell am I doing? So the idea I've got is to have I want to start a new website and a premium podcast, but I want to have half my podcast or half the interview with the expert that I'll be talking to available as a normal podcast, so on iTunes and through an RSS feed. But what I'd like to do is go into depth or a lot more detail with that same guest for the second half of the podcast, but have that only available to paying members through a membership site. So what I'm wondering if you can think of a good way to do that or a smart way to do that. I'm thinking that I can't have an RSS feed for the second premium part of the content, and that users or members will only be able to download that information or those MP3 files directly from the website. But I'd love it if you could give that just a little bit of thought, maybe throw an idea or a suggestion my way. The other thing that I am concerned about, if I had a pay per month setup, is there anything I can do to stop members subscribing to the premium content, say once every 6 months, downloading all the content, unsubscribing, and then coming back on 6 months later? Again, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, and if you can think of any other scenarios like that that I might be able to check out, or if you can suggest a good way to go about doing this without getting too far down the track and I wasted 6 months. Mate, I really look forward to hearing this question on your podcast. Not so much to hear my voice, but just to hear your accent, your attempted Aussie accent mixed with a bit of British. I love it. I love the last time you tried, and looking forward to hearing this one. All right, Dave, all the best, and thanks for all the help I've had in the past as well, and love your show. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Andrew, great question. And there are a couple things. I've heard a lot. I've tried numerous membership scripts. I have used Wishlist Member. I really liked Wishlist Member. I have used, what's the free one? S2 Member is a free WordPress plugin. I could not get that podcast to do what you're talking about, which is basically you want to have a premium feed for each podcaster. And you also asked about how do you keep people subscribed. Well, one of the things I do at the School of Podcasting, and I will be the first to admit I need to do more of this, I tend to just come in and say, here's all my stuff. So literally, you could sign up for a month at the School of Podcasting and leave and just rob me blind, which is also why that first month is a little more than the months after that. That's the way I have that set up. But the tool I use is called Digital Access Pass. And it's not the cheapest, you know, option out there, but it's $167 for one site. But it has everything you need. It has an affiliate program. It has an autoresponder built into it. It accepts like every single kind of payment you want to accept. And the thing above all is it has phenomenal, like record setting, never seen anything like it, unbelievable support. And really, when you're talking a plugin, when you're talking software, that's really what you want. Phenomenal guys over there at Digital Access Pass. Now, I was using Wishlist, and that's got a great community around it, and Stu and the boys over there are doing a great job. But at the time when I was switching, because I originally had a member. That's not even a plugin. It's not bad. It's just, it's, you know, it was very 2005. And so when I went to switch, I really wanted to find something that did everything I needed and had great support. And one of the things I wanted to do, because of what you exactly talked about, is I wanted it to do what was called dripping. Now, what dripping is, it means when you sign up, you can say, okay, give them this much content. And then in 10 more days, give them this content. And in 15 days, give them that. In 30 days. And so consequently, they continue to get updated material. And I do a little bit of this at the School of Podcasting, but really most of it, you just, here's your tsunami of information and, you know, go at it. Along with obviously step-by-step tutorials. And bar none, unless they've changed something majorly in Wishlist member, which from what I've heard they haven't, dripping is by far the easiest to manage in Digital Access Pass. It's way, way cool. Magic Members is another one I've used. I really liked it and actually almost switched at one point to Magic Members. And I mean, I bought the script, bought the whole nine yards. And when I really saw how they do, Magic Members would be kind of cool if you were just starting a website. But to me, if you already have a back catalog to go, okay, let's drip this and that, Digital Access Pass all the way. So that is how, number one, that's what I recommend. So if I had to say, you know, pick two out of those, Wishlist Member, because of the community, they have, I actually for a long time, after I got rid of Wishlist Member, I stayed part of, they have a membership site all about having membership sites, and they give away free plugins. And a lot of it is very Wishlist Member specific. But even though I wasn't using the plugin, I still got a lot of insight and I had a great community around that. So that would be that, or Digital Access Pass. And then if somebody said, pick a third one, Magic Members is really cool. Magic Members has an affiliate plugin that you can buy for that. So people that promote your website can actually make money promoting your website. So you're not paying for advertising. You're only paying people who helped bring you a brand new customer. That's built into Digital Access Pass. So if you ever, if you like the School of Podcasting and you're like, hey, if you want to learn how to podcast, go check out Dave. Come over and sign up as an affiliate, and you can actually earn money from that. And my voice is going to crack today. It's kind of fun. I sound a little bit like Peter Brady every now and then, which is kind of fun. But that's what I use. I use Digital Access Pass. It's not the cheapest thing on the planet, but man, is it cool. And there are a ton. There are a ton of membership scripts. If you go over to weeklywebtools.com/links, you will see where there is a whole, I have 9 other membership scripts listed there that you can get into. And Weekly Web Tools is one of my other podcasts where I talk about that. There just came out with a new one, Magic Member. Is from the guy that do Pretty Link. And I think it's $99 a year for that, where that's another cool thing. Digital Access Pass, no monthly fees. And it's just a great plugin. So that, hope that answers your question. You had another question in your email, which is, I had mentioned in the past that I had a cable that went from XLR to 3.5 millimeter cable that goes into my Electro Voice R-05. And I don't think I mentioned the model, he said. So if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon, you can see a list of a lot of the equipment that I recommend. And it just, it's called HOSA angled 1/8 stereo to female XLR cable, right angle 1 foot. That sounds very weird, but that's basically what it is. And it works great. I love it. And what that allows me to do is plug in my Audio-Technica ATR2100 microphone directly into my my Roland R-05 recorder. The other thing I should probably comment on here is my thoughts on splitting up an interview. What's not going to work is if you get through, let's say you get partially through an interview, you just pull people in and you say, okay, now for the rest of this interview, you got to go sign up. Because I used to listen to, it was something, webmasterradio.fm or something like that. And they would literally, you'd be interviewing somebody and all of a sudden it would just fade out. And you're like, what happened? And they're like, oh yeah, if you want it, you got to be a subscriber. And that didn't make me like the show. That made me like, what? You're teasing me. So if it was me, content is king. Give them a good part one that is complete. And then, like you said, have the in-depth stuff, part two. Okay, that might work. I know a lot of people now, what they're doing to charge for their content is it's stuff they gave away for free. The other thing to think in mind, I remember once I helped a client who was going to start off a brand new podcast and it was going to be premium. And I said, okay, you're going to take your audience, which you don't have one, and you don't have a relationship with them, and you're going to say, if you want my content, it's premium. I said, because I don't know who you are. Your audience doesn't know who you are. And so why are they going to pay you? So be careful with that, because what you might end up doing is you're going to spend, just because it's premium doesn't mean it's any easier to create. You're going to be spending a lot of time on premium content that may be going to nobody. Now, the good news is, if we go back to that whole dripping feature, you can create that now and have it come out, you know, every other, you know, when somebody signs up, it may be 2 months before they receive that. So you can actually stockpile, you know, a year's worth of premium content and then sit back and passively enjoy that income. But it is going to be a bit of a delicate situation to say, if you like this, subscribe to, you know, the premium session to get more. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is I've known a few people that have done this. And you go, great, if we have, you know, 1,000 subscribers and we get 10% of those, that would be 100 people. And if we charge them all $5, that's $500 a month. It doesn't work that way. 10% would be a great number. It's more like 0.10%, because people are used to getting digital things for free. And unless you have wow content, sometimes getting them to pop that that credit card out is a bit of a hassle. Now, once they subscribe, they're more likely to stay, but I'm just letting you know, it's not a, they will build it and they will come. You need to develop that relationship first and then do the premium thing. Now, if you want to do them both at the same time, that's great. Might as well stay consistent. I'm just letting you know, you're going to be doing work up front for files that may not get listened to. Now, another option that I didn't mention here is Libsyn does have a built-in system where you can basically create a back catalog that people can get to, kind of a members area. And I do want to say this while we're talking about this. I always mention the coupon code SOPFREE. That is for a free month at Libsyn, not for a free month at the School of Podcasting. To get a discount at the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. That is nowhere on our website. The only way you hear that coupon is because you are a, quote, listener. And you can save by going out on your first month, type in the code LISTENER, at the School of Podcasting. The other coupon I mentioned is SOP Free. And again, that's at libsyn.com. That is a media hosting company that I use for this particular podcast. So, Andrew, thank you so much for the question. I got to record more podcasts. I'm really loving my voice right now. This is fun. Hey, speaking of Amazon, if you go out to Amazon and see where it says search, change that to books. Got it? Go to Amazon, click on the search, go to books, type in the word podcast, and when you press enter, I'm doing it right now, you will see when I do it, I'm not making it up. Number three book for podcasting, you guessed it, More Podcast Money, Turn Your Passion into Profits by Dave Jackson. And it's got 4.5 stars. So if you're looking to earn money with your podcast, and it's just in the Kindle version, I don't have a print version because, come on, it's 2013. I'm probably missing part of my market. I always talk about give your content in whatever format you want, so I probably need to make that into a print version. But even if you don't have a Kindle, you can just read it right on your computer. Think of it like a PDF, and it is currently only $4.99. That's right. That's like couch change, is what my friend Robert Chaz Chute from allthatchaz.com says. And so I want to thank everybody who has bought the book. And if you've bought the book, number one, thank you. If you have the time, go out and give it a review. That would actually help me get maybe to number two. That would be great fun. So if for more information on that, you can find, if you go over to morepodcastmoney.com. Now, the number three book on podcasting in the book section. And actually, it's the number one book on podcasting written by Dave Jackson about podcasting. There you go. There you go. There's some fun spin. All right, next up we have we always like to talk about how podcasting is opening doors for people. And today's story comes from Scott Island. Now you can find Scott at thisweekinwrestling.net is the podcast he's going to be mainly talking about. And he's on episode number 38, and Scott actually started podcasting about 13 months ago when I recorded this interview, which was late last month. And for whatever reason, when I was listening to it back today, something went a little bizarre with his microphone a couple times where it gets a little distorted. So I'm not sure what happened there, if he bumped it or something like that. But I basically got Scott, we were both late on a Saturday. So, but here it is. And he's going to tell you, here's some great things about this. I do want to say one thing about this. Towards the end of the podcast, Scott started talking about my podcast. And I was really tempted to cut that out because he starts talking about one of my podcasts called Building a Better Dave. And one of the things I always talk about is it's kind of weird that you are building a relationship with your audience, with your podcast. And Scott is a listener he's been a member of the School of Podcasting. He's he's a friend of mine, basically, at this point, is what it amounts to. And he went over and started listening to some of my other podcasts, and he's you'll hear him talk about it. And it's weird because I was on the phone tonight with Robert Chaz Chute, and he said, we need more Building a Better Dave. And it's a podcast that, to me, I'm just like, it's just me talking about my life, and I try to be kind of funny and cute and in some cases, Scott will talk about in 2010, my life took a lot of really bad turns, and I just put it out on the table and threw myself under the bus and talked about all the mistakes I made. And people find that, I don't know if it's interesting, entertaining, I don't know what it is, but I'm slowly getting a grasp on that people like to see and learn about the person behind the mic. Now, the other thing, and this is so weird to talk about, but I got interviewed this week twice about my Logical Weight Loss podcast at logicalloss.com. This sounds horrible. It's just a giant plug session and Dave talking about how people think he's neato. But it was so sweet. I got interviewed for the Active Mamas podcast at activemamas.com. And I sign on and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And the host was just really nervous to kind of talk to me. And I was like, what? And she's like, oh yeah, you've been, you know, talking so long on podcasting. And I was like, well, yeah, but it's just me. And it was really weird because I've always said you're seen as this expert when you podcast. And it was so cute. And I've got to talk to the folks over there at Active Mamas and see if I can get that whole recording to play you that. And then I was interviewed for the Scholars podcast. Dan, I will talk more about that in the future. And he was also saying, wow, it's really cool to just talk to you live. And I was like, it's just me. You know, but it is. It's one of those things where, and I say that again, try not to sound like just a pompous, just weenie. But it's weird. It's when I say people see you as an expert and people want to get to know you, and there's a little bit about a little bit of magic behind the mic. People want to know the man behind the mic or the woman behind the mic or the, you know, Great Dane, whatever it is that's podcasting. And so that's just my proof. And unfortunately, I can just only talk about what happens to me. I do occasionally talk about other people's podcast success, but it was something where I was like, yep, there's that thing again. So it's very interesting. And so I say that because I left that into this podcast so you can hear Scott talk about a fan talking, so you can get an insight into the fan side of podcasting. So we're talking to Scott as a podcaster, but we're also going to hear a little bit about Scott, the podcast listener. In fact, we have a last 5 and 5 from Scott. So with that, I'm going to shut up, and here's my interview with Scott Eiland from This Week in Wrestling. Well, coming back to the podcast, the last time we caught up with Scott Eiland, he was doing the Baseball Experience, still is, thebaseballexperience.com, but his story has been updated, and I said, oh, dude, I got to wait till I tell you what's happening. So I said, well, hold on, let's plug in some microphones and get this recorded. So Scott, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I sound a lot better this time.
Well, what's different in that aspect?
I'm not on a $4 headset. I know what a podcast is. I know how to put it on my own website. I know how to set up the mixer to sound pretty good. I know how to execute a Skype call and record it. Let me see what else. I have a portable recorder now that I use. I've taken to this like a duck to water, and 13 months later, I've got another podcast, and I've got people asking me how to podcast, and I'm trying to direct them to the School of Podcasting, etc. And now I'm a member of the media, and the strange part is I'm much more well-known now as a member of the media in the wrestling business now, which I'm sure is a natural progression. You go for baseball podcaster to wrestling commentator. That happens all the time, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So, but so that's you want to know how that happened?
Yeah, how did that happen?
I was doing my baseball show, and I just happened to be wandering around with my new portable recorder, and I took the trash out at my old apartment, and I ran into an old guy who was real chatty, and he had a dog, and yeah, I'm a sucker for dogs, and I chatted him up. Turns out he was a referee for an independent wrestling show, found it, and he had overheard that me listening to myself on my portable recorder, and asked, and we just struck up a conversation, and I'd always been a wrestling fan, and I wasn't really that aware of the fact that there were a lot of independent wrestling companies in North Carolina, which is where I live. And he invited me out to an event, and I just saw a market that I could use my new skills for to, you know. And all of a sudden, I looked up, and the guy found out I was a podcaster, talked to me for 20 minutes, the promoter did, and then said, hey, would you like to, we need a play-by-play man for our local television show. Would you like to try out for that?
Wow.
And I said, wait a second. You want me to try out for your TV guy before I know anybody? What's that?
Right.
But all of a sudden, like a week later, I was at a TV taping in Mount Airy, North Carolina, recording a month of television for the Allied Independent Wrestling Federation, which is an independent company. But all of a sudden, not only am I a member of the media, I'm a member of the media in a completely different sport.
Right.
And so from there, I started the This Week in Wrestling. And I said, you know what? there's a lot of there's a huge market for old school wrestling with a new school feel. And, you know, so with my passion for history and my passion for sports, I combined that, and I hooked up with a local wrestler named Matt Houston, who is similarly wired to me, except he's taken a lot more headshots in his life and more chair shots in his life than me. And all right. He and I meet once a week, and we do a show about an hour long. I was even able to hook up with, and wrestling fans will know this name, Kevin Sullivan's been on my show. And now all of a sudden I'm booked solid for the next couple months. As far as guests go, I've got a pretty good rapport with a co-host. I had to put the baseball experience down for a while because I was not there are only so many hours in the day.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and so what happened was it was just taking up all my, you know, all the time that I reserved for podcasting. And now I'm essentially a sought-after member of the media in this venue. A lot of promoters want, you know, try to get in touch with me. They all want to be on the show. And it's while it's still growing, I've got a very passionate group of listeners that they tune in every week. People are giving me free stuff. I mean, somebody just handed me, redid the This Week in Wrestling website just because she likes the show so much and that she knows that I struggle with the aesthetics of web design, although I'm better than I was when you and I talked. I'm still learning, and I haven't paid for a wrestling ticket voluntarily. I mean, unless it was for a charity show in a year. I mean, all I have to do is ask a question. I get a pass. And cool. Now it's completely changed my life. And so now every week at thisweekinwrestling.net, I have a new show. I have a new person to call, and we try to be as consistent as a metronome. Once a week, we bring it out. And sometimes I have so much content, I end up doing two episodes a week, in a week. So, having a ball, and we're at that point where we're starting to get a few affiliate commissions and stuff and say, hey, I'm looking up and start getting some. I'm almost where I'm getting my expenses paid. So,
well, there you go. And are you doing the TV voiceover thing, or?
I'm still doing the voiceover show for the AIWF show, which is now it's essentially a web show now on YouTube. They're looking for TV outlet for that at the moment. But the point is they still use me for that, and what I get in exchange for doing that work is they put a little gas in the tank, and I get access to all the wrestlers. So if there's a name in town I need to interview them, I'm first in line. So it's really fed the podcast being able to do that. And Dave, it seems like a lot of work, but I'm just having fun.
I'm going to say, so you get to hang out around a sport that you like. So that'd be, you know, that in itself is a way of getting paid. Like you said, you haven't bought a wrestling ticket in a while. And so this just happened from, you just happened to be in the parking lot when a guy walked through.
And he happened to be listening to me, and we just struck up a conversation. He had an iPhone too. And when he went to iTunes and subscribed to the Baseball Experience, and after listening to me, he said, you know what? We could really use you. And he introduced me to the promoter, and one thing led to another.
Very cool. So the Baseball Experience was basically your little business card to get the door open to get into this gig. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. It was one thing that led to another. Now, there were a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, because you know what? I tried to take the cheap way out a lot of times when it came to gear, when it came to setting things up. And I'm still not where I want to be as far as, you know, you told me in 2011, get an RO5, it'll save your life. And I skimped on the recorder. I have an MP3 recorder. Not anywhere as good as the Roland RO5. And in hindsight, I wish I'd have just bit the bullet and gotten it, because it would have saved me a lot of headaches. But, you know, the good thing is I just kept listening to the School of Podcasting. I struck up a semi-friendship with Daniel J. Lewis. I believe you guys are buds.
Oh, yeah.
And And he has been real helpful. And Nick Suberling over at SPNT is – he and I are boys, man. He's my personal pep talk machine.
Oh, there you go.
Things aren't going well. And you'd think, you know, these guys – I mean, Nick is a sports podcaster. You'd think we were competition, but – it's, you were right. You had a show a couple weeks ago where you said basically that that your competition isn't really the competition the way in the traditional sense. There's plenty of room in the pool.
Yeah.
Even with the thousands of podcasts that are now in existence, there is we haven't even scratched the surface. I look up 13 months after you and I had our conversation when I hadn't even started the baseball experience. I'd just gotten my hosting account, and I highly recommend folks, by the way, use the quick start option on Dave Jackson's school of podcasting site, because that got me 30 days of being able to see all the stuff that you need to start a podcast. And everything just clicked in my head. I still didn't know anything. Now, let me say, for folks who haven't even started their first episode, you're not going to suddenly become a genius, but what it'll unlock is the opportunities that are available. And just, and when Dave runs off all the lists of why you should start a podcast, he's not kidding. And you never know what this sort of thing will bring. Now my only real, I mean, the funny part is, my only real challenge now is to get the actual retail fans who show up at the shows to get to the podcast. That's my next frontier. I've got a whole bunch of folks nationwide to listen to the show who've never actually been to an event. Now I want to say, all right, local area folks, people who are here, there's actual access to news and a pretty fun show on the internet. And trying to get that to the wrestling public is my next frontier, as it were.
Well, there you go. And I think if I remember right, you said you were actually sometimes in the ring.
Yes, I've been in the ring.
So that's where you need to get a thisweekinwrestling.net t-shirt.
Yeah, that's true. I probably ought to. You know what? That would be awesome. Just with our album art logo on there, or maybe our website, our new website logo.
Yeah,
where I'm, me and Houston are standing there. I think that'd be pretty cool. But no, man, I'm having a ball. And as far as this other stuff, it's kind of, it's made me want to write more. I mean, it's so cool, Dave, because now that I know I can podcast and that I've got all the tools in front of me, the sky's the limit, man. Because now I can, if I want to start a blog, I'll have a podcast to go along with it. I did have a last 5 and 5 for you.
Excellent.
Do that. So I always want to make sure I have extra content in case, but before I forget, I wanted to run through that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hey, the last 5 and 5. You and I, the Smart Passive Income Podcast. This is new to me, not new to you guys, but apparently Pat Flynn is a guy that I should get to know.
He's a good guy. Yeah, knows a lot of stuff. And his worst month in 2012, his worst month was $47,000.
I'd like to have a couple bad months like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four was the Adam Carolla Show, which is what got me started.
There you go.
Number three would be the Start Talking and Recording Podcast with Nick Suberling.
There you go. Good guy. Hung out with him in Vegas.
Yeah, he's awesome. I gave him I got on Skype with him and gave him a blackjack pep talk on his first night there. I hope he didn't lose too much. Anyway, let's see. Number two would be the Jay Moore Show.
There you go.
The Jay Moore Podcast. He's a comedian.
There's another guy that just got a radio gig. He's now on Fox Sports Radio, doing a radio show 5 days a week.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's true. I did hear that. And let's see. The number one would be Mark Gunger.
Yes,
Mark Gunger's show, Marriage Show. I just think he's hilarious.
And there's another guy that I think in the last episode I listened to, he said he gets more feedback and such from his podcast listeners.
Yeah, well, because I think it's because once you get a podcast listener, it's a little bit more of an intimate experience than watching it on TV. And I think that for that reason.
Right. Well, that, and if you think about it, if you're listening on the radio, you've got to be at the right place at the right time, tuned into the right station.
Right.
With Mark, I just pick up my phone and go, oh, cool, there's a new episode.
Exactly. And every day at like 10:45 in the morning, another one pops up. So it's really cool stuff. I listen to all your shows well, some of them. I really, you know, Jillian Michaels and I aren't.
No.
But the rest of them, pretty much. I love your Building Better Dave show. It's one of those things. If you listen to Building a Better Dave, you get a shot of you that's a little different from. You're in teacher mode. This is just you kicking back and talking about your life. And that is a way to build a relationship with the audience that I thought I bet you the folks that listen to that really benefit from that. And they listen to your other stuff.
Well, here's the thing. And you're a good person to ask about this. Cause I always have a hard time coming up with things for the episode there. It's like, well, cause I always try to make people laugh, cry, think, or groan, one of the two. Yep. And to me, that podcast just has no value whatsoever. So, and you're the person that said, no, I really like that podcast because I get to see, you know, like a different side of Dave. And to me, I'm like, well, it's just Dave, you know. But to you, right. It's kind of like, oh, well, that's something that I would find interesting. So that's something that I really kind of – it took me a second to wrap my head around. Sure. without letting my ego go like through the window. You know, it's like, oh, wow, my life is interesting. But I'm like, well, it's a different side. And so people do want to see that on occasion. Like, what does Dave do when he's not podcasting? And the answer is he's podcasting more.
Right. Right. Well, what I love about it, I mean, first of all, you go through the entire year 2010, which was a nightmare for you.
Yeah, not fun. Yeah.
If you can get into the back catalog of that show, if you're listening, I definitely recommend that just because, you know, I've made some mistakes in my life too, but it had to take some guts to say, this is what happened to me and this is why, and this is what I did wrong. And this is what I learned from it.
Yeah.
And what that said to me was that number one, you know, no matter what I've done in my life, I can make a comeback and become and Dave Jackson is, you know, he's a podcast consultant and he's got all these downloads. He's getting nominated for awards and stuff. You can come back from bad stuff and your marriage can come back. And no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, what I learned from that is that it just basically said, hey, Dave thinks about this on this subject. What do you think, Scott? And then I'd answer, oh, Scott, this is a, and then people would walk by and say, Scott, why are you talking to yourself? Okay, well, that probably wasn't the ideal time to go into a one-person soliloquy and exposition. But, you know, the point is that it raised my appreciation for what you go through and for where you've been, where you're coming from, and how you've used how podcasting and the word of God has helped you restore yourself and restore your family.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate your update and glad to hear that one thing has led to another. It's led to another. It's led to another. It's great fun.
Dave, thanks so much for this. Folks, if you're listening, go to schoolpodcasting.com and do yourself a favor and give yourself a 7-day trial to try this out. If you haven't started a podcast and you're thinking about it, you need to just get it going. That's all I'm saying. Just get it going.
All right. And we're going to do something different here. I said we've got a part two with Scott, and I'm actually going to play that today, but I want to talk about a new piece of technology. That's right. It's new podcasting gear, or in this case, podcasting software. And this is at, I'm going to say, Auphonic, which sounds like something you say when you smash your hand in a hammer or something. It's Auphonic, right? It's almost the F word, but it's PH, right? AUPHONIC.com. And what this cute little gizmo does,
You upload your file. Doesn't matter. It's WAV file, MP3 file, whatever you want to do. And you can upload it right from the website. And then you can actually tag it a little bit, your little ID3 tags. There are some extended metadata, which again is your podcast stuff. So if you want to add your ID3 tags, this will do that, including an image file, which is kind of cool. And then you pick what kind of output file do you want. Do you want an MP3 file? Do you want it to be a WAV file, an AUG, an OPUS, a video, an M4A? And then you can pick the bit rate. So you can say, okay, I want an MP3 file. You know, do I want 64, 96, 128, 192? Do you want it to be MP3? Do you want it to be mono? Like, I actually was very cool. I mixed it down to a WAV file mono. Then you can do chapter markings. We've talked about that in the past. Enhanced podcasts, nobody really, that just never took off. Just stick with MP3. But then there is an adaptive leveler, which basically makes the loud stuff quiet and the quiet stuff loud. There's a global loudness normalization, which kind of does a little bit of the same thing. There is a filtering option, which kind of will try to basically cut out some of the noise. And then you can actually publish your file to places like Libsyn, archive.org, YouTube, Dropbox. You can throw it on an FTP. You can publish it to SoundCloud. And then there's even a noise and hum reduction, which actually reduces kind of low, especially if you're outside, sometimes the wind will give this kind of a low hum to your file. And so I'm used to using the Levelator. If I have somebody that sends me an interview and the volume levels are slight, there are a couple different ways I will try to clean that up. In some cases, I will try the Levelator. That is a free software. If you just Google Levelator, if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/343, I'll have a link to that out in the show notes, along with a link to Auphonic. But the interesting thing about the Levelator is you have to have a WAV file, or I believe an AAC. And with Auphonic, you can do this to an MP3 file. So it's a little more open that way. It's also web-based. And so if you have a file and you need to do some audio restoration, I guess would be in this case. If I'm out on the road, I'm like, oh, I got to install Levelator on my laptop or whatever. This is web-based. You can do it anywhere. And comparing the two side by side, without being a complete audio Nazi, for lack of a better phrase, you know, in a quiet room with my headphones on, I didn't really hear a whole lot of difference between the Levelator and Auphonic. I looked at the WAV files. I looked at the output files. They look pretty much the same. They do a nice job of leveling out the audio. So if you want to check it out, again, it's Auphonic, A-U-P-H-O-N-I-C, and we're going to listen to Scott called in the toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. And I'm going to play you a little bit of his phone call on his update. And then I'm going to stop it. And then I'm going to play the whole phone call that's been run through Auphonic. Maybe when we get done with that, I'll play a little bit from the Levelator. And you'll hear we're just not a whole lot of difference. So here is the original one.
Dave, this is Scott Island. I have an update for you. On Saturday after we interviewed, I hung up with you and drove to an event that I...
All right, that's just a tease. Here is the whole phone call using Auphonic, and this was using almost everything except the noise and hum remover.
Dave, this is Scott Island. I have an update for you. On Saturday after we interviewed, I hung up with you and drove to an event that I was scheduled to broadcast, and I was approached by somebody there who wants to pay me to do podcasts for him and to do interviews, and he even wants me to do voiceovers. So I'm blown away. So quick update for the week that my interview goes on. Literally hours after we spoke, the next step has apparently been achieved. Somebody at the Professional Girls Wrestling Association wants me to pay me to interview girl wrestlers in to promote his product. The power of podcasting. The power of podcasting, Dave. I'm literally blown away. And that, and I'm continuing the reboot of Baseball Experience. I couldn't be happier. I mean, I suppose I could be happier, but as far as the way things are going, I'm just really encouraged. So I just thought I'd let you know, boss, and hope the week's going well for you.
The power of podcasting, indeed, my friend. That is a beautiful thing. And you can hear where it's just one thing is leading to – come on. He met some guy in a parking lot. He went in and listened to his baseball podcast, said, hey, try out for this. He's got his toe in TV. He's and now he's got a paying job promoting some other sport, a related sport, right? I love that he's getting paid, though. But that's after, again, he's going on 14 months now, maybe closer to 15 at this point. But very cool stuff. Here's a little tease from the levelated version.
Dave, this is Scott Island. I have an update for you. On Saturday after we interviewed, I hung up with you and drove to an event that I was scheduled to broadcast. And I was approached by somebody there who wanted.
Also, speaking of interviews, I was interviewed on the AverageGuy.tv. And this was on, I know it was on February 16th is when it came out. It's the home tech interview with Jim Collison. Now, the fun thing about this one is one of the questions you might want to ask, or at least remember if they tell you, if you get interviewed, do I need to be on camera? Because Jim interviewed me on a Saturday, and I had Saturday hair. Let's just call it that way. And you can see me in all my glory. It's actually on YouTube, so I'll put a link to that out in the show notes, or you just go over to theaverageguy.tv and you can find it there. Jim's got a whole network going on over there. And also was on the Music Radio Creative podcast, making a return appearance with my good buddy Mike Russell. Crikey! Oh, no, that's Australian. I don't know. What are you? Bloody, eh? Same. It's just one accent. Whatever. Super great guy. Makes great, great promos and such. When you hear the ladies at the beginning, that's from Music Radio Creative. And you can get that. Very affordable stuff, too, as well. Great stuff. And he's talking to me about the future of podcasting and things like that. How I got into podcasting was in episode one. And if you're looking for kind of, hey, I just want to get into podcasting stuff, go over to schoolofpodcasting.fm. Silly me. It's the cold medicine that's kicking in. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any kind of answer to because of my podcast, blank, email me. You can be on the show. You can do that. It'd be great. I would love to hear from you. And today we learned about Awphonic, which still sounds like Awphonic. It's just weird. And that's, again, it's the cold medicine calling. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to Scott Island from ThisWeekInWrestling.net. And we'll see you again real soon with another episode. Also wanted to say thank you to Andrew Helmick from YourWeddingMadeEasy.com.au. And I talked to Robert Chaz Chute. And so, Robert, this is for you. Robert says, Dave, you do not cross-promote your podcasts enough. Because I do a bunch. Not all of them on a regular basis. I do one called The Marketing Musician that just, I'm horrible. Do not follow my example on that. I do not publish on a regular basis. You can find that at marketingmusician.com. You can find me also at the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. We mentioned that. That's at logicalloss.com. You can find me at Weekly Web Tools. That is kind of tips and tools for the DIY webmaster. That's at weeklywebtools.com. You can find Building a Better Dave. That's what is my official tagline now? Let me see that. I've changed it over the years because I got married. Originally, it was started me. I was going to go out. Yeah, searching for happiness on the broken road of life. Man, I need to change that. That sounds really depressing. More Podcast Money is where you can find the book and the podcast. Powerofpodcasting.com is where you'll find the power of podcasting, which is basically podcast success stories like we heard today from Scott. I've now moved those over here. But those are just some of the podcasts I do. I also do the Jillian Michaels podcast, which is me talking about Jillian because she puts her name on everything and it's a great affiliate program. But I am a Jillian Michaels fan. So those, there you go, Robert Chaz Chute over at allthatchaz.com and soon to be the Cool People podcast. So thank you so much for that. And there you go. Hope you're happy. There's your cross promotion, buddy. Thanks for making me laugh tonight. You're a great guy. I want to record 12 other podcasts right now. I just want to keep talking like this all night. Thank you for tuning in. Last but not least, he said, pounding on the table. If you want to start a podcast, you don't have a website yet, email me with the words quick start in the title. And I will set up your WordPress site for you for free. You will order through an affiliate link of mine. I earn a little commission on that. I will give you a free pass to the School of Podcasting for a month. So you buy hosting for like $7. You get a free month at the School of Podcasting and you get WordPress set up for you for free, along with all the podcasting plugins, things like that. Just email me with quick start. If you already have a website and you want some help getting into iTunes, things like that, go out to the website. I do one-on-one coaching as well. Just want to say thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate everybody who has been emailing me and commenting, leaving iTunes reviews. You can do that by going out to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. We will see you again next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, I remind you to live a life worth podcasting about. Don't be cardy or tardy. I will see you on the inside. Take care and God bless. Today on episode number 343 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a question from across the pond about doing a premium podcast. Right. That's horrible. I can't use that. That was awful. Today on episode... Oh, yeah, that's good. How about you bring your voice to this one?